ahead, keep talking.
Okay, what do you want me to talk about?
Whatever the hell you want to, just, I mean, just talk.
Papa called this morning.
Hold on a second.
Okay. You told me to talk, and then you tell me to hold on. I don't fucking get it.
Test 1, 2, 1, 2.
Test 1, 2, 1, 2.
What is going on?
What is, honey? You're not even plugged in.
Yes.
Honey. Honey! Seriously.
Oh, shit.
Test 1, 2. There we go.
I can't.
Shit.
I can't with you.
Yeah, you can. No. And we start now. We got the connection right. Thank you for tuning in again this week to the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast with your man Sife and
Gina.
What's happening, everybody? Mm-hmm. We hope everybody's, like we always say, having a great week. Positive vibe, positive vibes. Babe, you already know the slogan.
High and right.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Hi.
First things first, we finally have an Instagram page.
We do.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Where is it at?
On Instagram.
At?
Instagram.
At Interracial Odd Couple Podcast.
Yes, on Instagram.
Yep, on Instagrams. And we also got us some Twitters.
There's Twitters.
Under the same name. Mm-hmm. What else did you launch this week, dear?
My own Instagram for Gina's Herbal Kitchen.
Gina's Herbal Kitchen is out there.
It is.
That is exciting. That's great, babe.
Yeah.
What you going to talk to the people about on there? What they going to see? What kind of exclusive footage are they going to get and pictures and knowledge? What they going to get?
I don't know. Just a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything? I mean, talk about it a little bit.
Just a little bit of everything. Different.
Hashtag
you know.
GHK.
Right. That's definite. He's been saying that for years. just plants. Herbal plants, medicinal plants.
Yeah.
Different ways you can do things and showing different ways that I do things and how it benefits you and in the long run and the short run and all in between.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. What's your first picture up there right now?
It was me in the garden.
Yeah. I wonder who took that picture.
You did on the roof.
Yeah, man. On the roof of the house. On I was like, roof. Would you look at this little house on the prairie damsel down there watering our garden? Look at this.
Yeah.
I had to capture that moment. It was a very nice moment.
Yeah.
And plus, I might have been trying to, you know, be on some perverted action, too. I don't know.
Always.
What do you mean by that? Hold on.
What?
What do you mean always?
I'm pretty sure it's always there.
Well, I mean, I'm a man, so. So what else has been going on with you, dear?
The most excitement going on is we finally got our breaker box fixed.
We got to talk about that.
That made me excited. That made me so, so fucking excited.
Why?
Because I can multitask now. I can actually cook, use the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And wash and dry clothes and use the microwave.
Man, and that's only been happening for what, the last
couple years?
Yeah, yes. Couple years or so.
And then it got really bad.
Yeah.
To where you could only sometimes use the dryer.
We's this ghetto up there.
And that's it. So you had to shut the air conditioner off. You had to make sure that nothing was running.
Yeah, you know, a brother wasn't trying to play around with the air conditioning shut off. Just to wash or just to dry our clothes.
Right.
Oh, man, fuck out of here with that shit.
So washing clothes and trying to do it around everybody else's schedule. So it was like, either I do it a load a day while he's gone or I do a... do it late at night.
Mm-hmm.
So the house would be able to cool off. And then...
Hey, but you held it down, though, woman.
Oh, it was horrible.
You definitely held it down, though.
I made a lot of goddammits. And then going out and turning it back on.
What was that, King of the Hill? Is that Bobby? Right.
My only fear was that one of my goddammits and I go out and my heart just stops because I can't fucking turn the thing back on and yeah, we are man. Done for.
Yeah, that breaker. But then, yeah, they talking about, what was it, 1500 or how much?
They said if they had to bump it all up to 100 that it would be like $1,200 or something like that.
Yeah, but I'm like, man, I ain't trying to pay that shit.
I'm like, can we find an easy way out?
Yeah, man, for real. Just because I got it don't mean I got it. Like, fuck that shit. For some electricity.
Right.
I'm like, shit, we going to be Amish up in this bitch.
So
fuck that.
They went up from a 60 amp to a 70 amp breaker box.
And we get ready to fuck that up too.
Probably.
You know we are. He's but don't nobody want to hear about our electric.
Right. Nobody wants to hear about my excitement.
You know, they actually do. What's the latest on your grandpa? You get ready to tell me that he called you this morning.
Oh, yeah.
So go ahead and hit us with some of the backstory first.
Oh, well.
Leading up into this.
He was hanging around this,
Oh,
I want to be really nice, but I just
no,
don't know how
no,
to
this
be
is
really
our
nice.
Platform. Can you call her a bitch?
No, she's a crackhead.
Okay,
so,
well, yeah, she meth head. That ain't, that
yeah,
ain't the
she
same.
She totally is. And so she stole a lot of Papa's money and his credit cards.
So for any of you people that are out there dealing with grandparents and, you know, your parents that are older.
Definitely be involved.
Yeah, try to be proactive. About their finances.
No matter how difficult it is.
Yeah, so, okay, so backstory.
So,
So, meth head bitch.
Right. She hasn't been around for a little while, so it's been...
I'm your angry translator.
Right, it's been about a month. So, I get a phone call this morning, and he's like, Gina? And I'm like, yeah. Hi, Papa.
And then, translation, what the fuck do you want today, motherfucker?
I'm like, how you doing? And he's like, well... Bill, okay, can I talk to you about something?
You thinking, okay. I don't want to hear that fucking shit right now?
I'm like, oh, yeah, Papa. He's like, I'm going to talk to you because I know you're open-minded.
Translation, yeah. I'm about to fuck you up with whatever you're about to fucking tell me right now.
Right. So I'm like, okay, Papa, what is it? And he's like, well, Stephanie is here. I said, oh, Papa.
Oh, you got that old bougie-ass busted meth-head bitch up and around that bitch?
Papa, you got your credit cards put away. Please put your credit cards away. He says, oh, I have them. I said, are you sure? Did you double check?
You know that bitch is scandalous and be trifling.
And he says, no, I still got them. I said, okay. And he said, well, she's going to go into rehab. I said, oh, is she now?
If you make me drive an hour away to come beat that bitch up, I swear to God. I told you I'm your angry translator. Go
it's
ahead.
Just a new story. And so I'm like, oh, okay, Papa, that's great. He says, but she's going to be my ride today.
Oh, she is, huh?
I said, oh. He says, yeah, I need to take that TV back to Walmart. And the guy I talked to the other day said, just come see me. We'll take care of it. And I said, oh, well, good. Go for it.
All right.
Take care of it. But she's my ride.
Okay. And okay, you're already Papa. Thinking in the back of your mind things that okay. I've said is, an old man needs love too.
How many? He's always trying. So I'm like, okay, well, Papa, I said, that's nice of her. So why don't you go ahead and you take her to lunch? He said, oh, she'll love that.
Oh, so she
I said,
can go
I'm
ahead
sure
and,
she will.
So she can go ahead and ping your fucking credit card and get your fucking identity stolen yet again and have to go through the whole process of going to the bank. Papa, I'm going to kick your ass. All right, continue.
And it'd be like, what, the third or fourth time?
Continue. I'm your angry translator. This is what Gina's really saying.
Yeah, and then he wants to tell me, he said, you know, Gina, she wanted me to call and tell you, and she's just thankful for you.
She wanted.
Oh. That bitch. Oh, yeah. Oh. She's thankful that I haven't beat her ass yet.
Exactly.
That is what she is very thankful for.
Beating that ass.
I'm like, what the fuck here? Yeah. I'm like, okay, Papa, just go ahead, have a great time. I haven't heard from him yet, so he's probably still having fun spending all of his money this month that he's not going to have to pay his rent.
All of that motherfucking money that he's going to be calling and asking for a little bit of help. And he's driving me fucking nuts with a migraine. And I'm wondering why I've had it for the last 3 days. Oh, you're not still talking. Sorry. I'm still translating for you.
Yeah, I'm waiting until we're done.
You know, we got that chicken in the oven. I know that shit smelling good, too. I know. Yeah, speaking of chicken, people, we got some chicken in the oven. So if you hear a buzzer in the background, best believe we taking a pause break. All right, so you haven't heard from him since, huh?
Not yet. So
what do you think is happening? What do you know is happening besides what you already said?
Oh, all of that. So I'll probably hear from him tonight at between 10 and 11. He'll call me.
10 and 11?
Yes.
And then what's he going to say?
Hi, Gina.
I fucked up.
I just miss you.
I really fucked up.
Yeah.
And when I'm missing coming? One of my cards.
When you coming out?
So you can help me find it.
You know, I looked into the wheel.
Oh. What wheel? See?
Or no, it's the life insurance. He looks into the life insurance. He's like, oh, you did it again today, Papa. He said, I still can't give you the money.
But you can give that bitch the money.
No, he's talking about what he talks about. He gets it all confused. He talks about his pension. He's trying every which way to give me his pension. And I'm like, Papa, you can't give me your pension.
A whole $25.
Right. He's like... He's like, well, it's not fair. I choose you. I said, I'm glad you
everybody
choose me.
Everybody laying claims. But it's I said, going Papa, all the way back to what I was saying.
Your ex-wife has got it. Period.
Yeah. Which one?
The one last is, one,
the
actually.
The one that's still alive?
Yeah, no.
Damn it, man.
The last one. The one before that got fucked by the last one. So it didn't work out too well.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, he calls me about every couple of weeks about that. Mm. I can't get them to switch it. And I'm like, those poor people. They probably get a call every 2 weeks. Now, why can't we do it? I'm like, oh, dear.
Relentless. Relentless. Oh, shit.
He tries.
Yeah, man. Well, honey, thanks for that update on just your grandpa. See, that's the shit that Gina really be saying. Because when these mics is off and behind closed doors, y'all have no fucking idea the shit that really comes out your mouth.
Oh, yeah, sometimes.
No, ain't no sometimes. It's every day in this motherfucker.
It just falls out.
What else been happening, baby?
I don't know. I don't recall. The kids are all doing okay. They haven't asked me for any money this week, so I'm pretty happy.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that nice?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
1 week down.
I always ask for some damn money. Yeah. I know there's a lot of parents out there that's dealing with that, man. Oh. Man, kids always ask for money, but you grown and independent. If right. you don't shut the fuck up, but can I get $20?
Right.
Can I go see Cardi B with a little extra change on the side?
I'm like, what'd you spend your $200-$300 paycheck on?
Man, whoa, hold up.
Janae bought me a gift. And she was so excited, she just had to tell me.
Yeah, she did.
She can't keep it a secret.
That's because she knows she owns some bullshit and the news is coming.
She likes to suck up.
Teenage daughter, 17, yes. About to be 18. Oh, there you go. That should tell you enough.
In a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excitement. So, yeah, she bought me one of those Polaroid cameras. So I'm excited.
Yes.
I think those are adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Probably get used 3 times.
She gonna what's she gonna do with this Cardi B concert?
Oh God, I don't know.
If we ain't revealing when we're recording,
right? I want the kids to go to concerts. I want them to
because that's what we do.
I want them to get as many as in as they can when they're younger.
Yeah, before you get older and married and tied up and kids.
And then your generation gets older and yeah. You know.
And then y'all whack.
Yeah.
Y'all get ready to be the old heads sooner than you think.
Right.
And y'all gonna be trash. Gonna be super trash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. What about the other two?
Oh, Caleb got put on the promotion list.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. Young man out there good, getting after it.
Yep.
He getting after it.
So he's working his way up.
Yeah, man. Driving that 18-wheeler for QT.
Yeah.
Getting that paper.
He is. He does so.
He's still asking for money. What's wrong with you?
I know. That baffles me. But he, in all fairness, he is actually paying off all of his debt. So he gets short because he's not looking at the week ahead.
Yeah, he's not budgeting.
He looks at, oh God, I got this money. I got to spend it right now.
Budgeting.
So for me to spend it, mm-hmm. I'm going to pay, you know, this past bill off, get that taken care of. Well, then he doesn't realize he just took his money, threw it on this past bill. And yes, he got it taken care of, but now he
started a whole nother bill.
$20 for the next week.
And he's wanting to start other bills.
And I'm like,
ugh. I'm like, come on, son. Parenting 101.
And he's like, well, can you give me $100? I'm like, okay. And he said, but the thing is, I'm also negative in my account, $100.
Like, why don't you just ask for the $200 like he did? You know how they indirectly ask questions. They get that from their mother. That's what they get. Like, why would you mean you negative $100? Plus the late fees.
Right.
And overdraft fees, I should say.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
And my little Kyle. Oh, my
little Kyle. Come on, man. Here we go with this dude.
My son. He's such a good worker.
Little Nate Diaz.
He wants another job. He wants to look for another job and.
Yeah, he's struggling with that right now.
He works construction.
Mm-hmm.
And the company that he works for is absolutely insanely horrible.
They full of shit.
And so anybody knows any good construction jobs.
That's true. Yeah, because you know certain jobs like that, they take advantage of people that mm-hmm. you know are not even. I don't even know how you would even put it into terms, but just because you're down on your luck doesn't mean you got to step on somebody while they're down, while they're trying to make a fucking living at the same time, too. And so trying to convey that to a 20-year-old young man,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's been difficult and challenging so far at the same time, too, because he's a big-hearted young man. He's very sensitive, and he just doesn't like that shit. And I don't blame him because I'm the same way when it comes to just being bullied. Mm-hmm. I don't fuck with bullies. I don't have time for bullies. I don't mix well with that. I beat niggas' asses since grade school.
And I've been
being bullies and shit.
I've been a part of the construction business since
pretty much your whole life. Yeah, because your dad owned a construction business and your family.
And one thing about that is, you can't run a company and be bullies like that. I mean, you just really can't. I said,
you're right.
Your turnover rate.
It's going to be astronomical.
Insane. And it is.
Yeah, it's going to always be that way, too.
They probably blame it on the people
and
not themselves. And it's just really sad.
Then on top of all these 100-degree days and all this shit going on right now in the middle of summer, and all, ain't nobody got time for that shit.
Right.
Ain't nobody got time for that shit, even the air conditioning. What you think a motherfucker going to do that's out there on a construction site slanging tools around?
Well, he's building the metal building, that with 110-degree temperatures, I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, and then on top of Caleb out there driving them 18-wheelers, dealing with the Texas heat.
My kids are hard workers.
Yeah, they are hard workers, and I do appreciate the fact that they are, because they get that from us.
Mm-hmm.
They do definitely get that from us, because I bust my ass every fucking day in a fucking factory,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to put it out there. I mean, I do. I bust my ass in a factory every day dealing with all kind of aliens like I talked about from Area 51 and shit. I've been playing around with the idea more and more about storming Area 51 with all them weirdos.
Go for it.
Go ahead.
You go. I'll be right here.
I need a vaporizer. Give me back my space modulator. I need all that.
Okay.
Get rid of all this shit. I'll be the only one in the factory working.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, shit. Mm. Oh, so what's been going on in the headlines? Have you seen anything interesting this week?
Oh, no. Oh, but I saw on Twitter, we had this...
What? You was on Twitter?
No, it beeped me up the top of my screen. But anyways, it said that we had a bank robbery, yesterday? And we have small banks and Dillon's, whatever, our grocery stores.
You talk about interest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we had a bank robbery, and they got the person today.
The person of interest?
The person today. And I'm like, oh my Jesus. This little kid is like 12 years old. I don't even know. It's
insane. I'm looking at his picture right now because you sent it to
You'll
me while I was at work.
You'll have to post the picture.
Yeah, I'm not going to post this.
Oh, you have to because that's like in
the Whose kid
great.
Is this? Like, in the shirt, his shirt says, stay back. Did he try to have a message on the shirt too?
I don't know.
What did he even do? How did he try to rob this bank?
He got away.
Speaking of which, this is a little white kid that's got he got the Dexter's Laboratory glasses on. He's looking at the fucking camera in the mugshot like, am I in trouble? Like, how does this kid try to rob a bank? He looks like Dexter's kid if he would have had a kid. Show Dexter.
Yeah. Oh, it's hilarious.
Oh, he Come on, man.
I like, how did he get away with that? I mean, he did it. He got arrested today. But...
How much did he steal? How much did he get away with?
Oh, you know me. I only headline ring.
Oh, come on, man. That's the shit that we... Come on. We're supposed to provide content here.
But that picture just...
This Kansas
shit. It did it enough for me. I was like, oh, my goodness.
What the fuck?
Them bottle cap glasses.
Man, this ain't bottle cap glasses. This shit is looking like
that
fucking...
That is so bottle
cap. Those are some Hubble Space Telescope lenses. I mean, the way you would picture a future serial killer is exactly the way this kid looks.
Yeah. Or something not good.
That's exactly the way this kid looks.
Okay.
All right, baby. We're going to go ahead and switch gears because that chicken is wafting into my nostrils even more delectably.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, man. And get ready to have to flip this motherfucker soon. So... I did say 2 weeks ago that what were we going to do? Don't roll your fucking eyes.
I am rolling my eyes because it's just going to be just
I am rolling my eyes. Don't you hear me with that twang right now? What did I say we were going to do?
Dad joke.
Oh, we're going to play an episode of...
Dad joke.
Why is your head down? Put your face in that microphone.
Because I'm looking for something that you stole from me.
Oh, yeah. My bad. Ain't like they ain't gonna hear that thing flicker anyway. So we gonna play an episode of Dad Jokes. And man, it was... You know why it took 2 weeks? Because Gina fought me tooth and nail the last 2 weeks thinking it was a horrible idea, bad idea. She didn't even know what the fuck Dad Jokes was even about. What was your explanation of it before you actually got explained? Before you got the rundown?
What the hell is a dad joke in the first place?
I've been telling you they were horrible jokes that we've heard from our parents and grandparents growing up when we were young adolescents.
I've never heard any of these.
Yeah, but what did I say to you just a couple of days ago? What? I said, a dad joke is something like this. I said, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yoda lady.
Yoda lady.
Yeah.
That's not how you did it, because it sounded so much better the other day.
Yoda lady. What? I can't throw some brother flavor in it?
No.
Because I had to say it all proper for you. Yoda lady. I'm like, come on, man. Of course I'm saying Yoda lady. Yoda lady who? Shout out to Mason Ramsey. So, yeah, we playing an episode of Dad Jokes.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to end off this episode with some dad jokes. You ready to get it started?
All right.
First of all, just to go ahead and give it another quick definition of what dad jokes are. And I'm sure a lot of people know what dad jokes are. You probably heard some of these before. We don't know what each other's dad jokes are. And we're going to try our hardest not to laugh at each other's jokes.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you ready to get this popping?
Yeah.
Poppington?
Yeah.
All right. You start it off then.
Oh.
I bet y'all won't laugh at shit. I bet you I won't. How about that?
I don't care what you do.
How about that?
Then go sit over there.
I am sitting over there. Okay. What you got?
Don't trust Adams. They make up everything.
Boo.
See? This is why I don't want to do this.
See, I'm laughing though. Damn it. Don't trust Adams. They make up everything. Oh, shit. All right, let me hit you with a corny one, too. Mm-hmm. A termite walks into a bar and asks, is the bartender here?
I saw that one and I didn't get it.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
What do you mean you didn't get it? Is the bartender here? Bar is made out of wood. Hey, is the bartender here? Termite? Never mind.
I get it.
All right. What do you got?
I bought some shoes from a drug dealer. I didn't know what he laced them with, but I was tripping all day.
I see what they did there. Right. That's pretty clear. That's bars for your ass. That's bars. That's bars. I almost chuckled a little bit.
Chuckled?
Almost. What has two butts and kills people?
I'll tell you in a second. An assassin.
Oh, you get that one, huh? How do you spell assassin? Huh?
A-S-S-A-S-S-I-N.
What you got?
How do you tell the difference between a frog and a horny toad? A frog says rabbit, rabbit, and a horny toad says rabbit, rabbit.
Really? Stupid. Oh, shit. All right, whatever. What do you call a fat psychic? A fortune teller. Get it?
Yeah.
A fortune teller? He's so stupid. These dad jokes are hilarious. Hilariously bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
I had a dream that I was a muffler last night. I woke up exhausted.
I see what they did there. You can't. Just because I rolled my eyes. See, that's not fair. You can't do me like that. Okay. All right. I'm going to really switch gears on your ass here in a minute. What does an angry pepper do? Get up all in your face?
No.
It's so stupid. Oh, shit. Get up all in your face? Holla up in your face?
I thought I was get jalapeno up in your face.
Holla up in your face?
Something weird like that.
Bienvenidos. A mi podcast.
Okay. Why do chicken coops only have two doors? Because if they had four
doors... Hold on, I gotta answer it, don't I? Oh. You asked me
say
a
no.
Oh, shit. Okay, go
say,
ahead.
I don't know. What the fuck you gonna say? Yeah, what? No, I don't know.
What
who
the fuck
cares?
You got over there? What's happening? Shit.
Because if they had four doors, they would be a chicken sedans.
Did anybody put any effort in that one? Damn dads and granddads and grandmas and grandpas. Oh, man. What do you call a masturbating cow?
I didn't know cows masturbated.
They got hooves. It must be.
Ouch.
What do you call a masturbating cow?
I wouldn't know.
A beef stroganoff.
That's the word. Glad I don't eat that shit. Gross. What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I should know this. A snowman and a vampire. Vampire bites. Vampire snowman. Frostbitten.
Frostbite.
Frostbite, is it? Yeah, that's a brain full of useless information to try to figure out problem solving. Shit.
Yeah.
Why did the sperm cross the road?
I want to know how the sperm got there in the first place.
You about to find out, because he put on the wrong sock this morning. Woo!
Okay.
What? All right. Shout out to teenage boys. How was that laundry those few years? And we wonder why the electricity been fucked up, clogging all kind of lines.
You're American when you go into the bathroom, and you're American when you come out.
Okay.
But do you know what you are while you're in there?
No.
A European.
That's so corny. What the fuck? Oh, excuse me. What do you call a nearsighted gynecologist and a puppy have in common? Or I should say, what do a nearsighted gynecologist and a puppy have in common?
I don't know, because I'm trying to picture. Why would it?
A nearsighted gynecologist and a puppy have in common? Nasty bitches.
I'm trying to understand how it... when a gynecologist is down there...
A nearsighted gynecologist.
Right? A nearsighted one at that.
And a puppy have in common.
I don't know.
A wet nose.
No.
Yeah. Dirty bitches. Oh, keep it going, baby.
My dad, I've heard my dad say this one before. A woman is on trial for beating her husband to death with his guitar collection. Judge says, first a Fender. She says, no, first a Gibson, then a Fender.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of figured that. I was thinking a PV, then a Fender or something. Oh, shit. Let's see. If a dove is a bird of peace, what's the bird of true love?
I don't know. A red bird?
A swallow.
Oh, fuck. As long as she does swallow.
Ding, 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 ding. She's a winner.
What noise does a 747 make when it bounces?
Oh, come on, man. That ain't even fair. I've even heard that one because of the... Yeah, growing up. Oh, fuck. Boing, 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 or whatever. It's like, come on. Yeah. Spirit, spirit, spirit. I mean, shit. Let me see. What else I got here? Why does a mermaid wear seashells?
That's to cover her boobs.
Because she outgrew her bee shells. And I don't know why I'm correlating mermaid with chicken. That chicken is still smelling good. My bad. Yeah. Go ahead, baby.
What did the horse say after it tripped?
What did the horse say after it tripped?
Mm-hmm.
The cow shouldn't have gave me them shrooms. I mean, what?
Help, I've fallen and I can't get you up.
Oh, come on, man. Your mom would like that one.
Right.
What's worse than waking up at a party and finding a penis drawn on your face?
I don't know.
Finding out it was traced. Oh, man. Come on, man. White boys be doing some funny shit. Shout out to the white boys out there keeping the party atmosphere alive. Doing that kind of crazy shit. Drawing dicks and penises on people's faces and shit.
Yeah, that's horrible. Okay, here's my last one.
That's your last one?
My last one. Two peanuts were walking down the street. One was salty.
That was your finale? Planters peanuts.
Yeah.
Oh man.
That's it.
Nah, I got a few more for you then.
Okay. You ready? You can go for it.
You ready?
Yeah.
What's 6 inches long? Mm-mm. 2 inches wide.
Mm-hmm.
And drives a woman nuts. Since you want to speak about peanuts.
I'm not answering.
Yeah, motherfuckers. That's how it goes down up in here. Hey, GHK Radio.
Yeah. Okay.
$100 bill. Yeah.
Lord.
There's been a few occasions I threw gave you some monies. You like, ooh. Thank you.
Yeah. Cereal deposit.
Your man work hard. Shit. Here's some money, baby. Go do your thing. Ain't that right?
Is this for me?
Why do they call it PMS?
I don't know.
Because Mad Cow was taken.
Right. Amen.
All right. Now I'll hit you with this last one. You ready?
I'm listening.
All right. Why do men get their great ideas in bed?
Hopefully it's after sex and they're relaxing. That's smart.
Why do men get their great ideas in bed?
I don't know.
Because they're plugged into a genius.
See, I was smart.
Oh, shit. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. We just wanted to actually have some fun this week is what I wanted us to try to do, actually. Just to have a little bit of fun this week and be a little lighthearted and crack some jokes. We don't know what's going to be. What do we want to talk about next week? It depends on what's going on. Of course, we give our weekly update. See what's happening.
It'll always be a surprise.
It's always a surprise around us. Every day is something interesting.
Sorry.
What are you apologizing for? Shit, my days is just as interesting. You ain't got to apologize to me for it at all. I enjoy it.
Good.
All right, baby, let's plug our social medias real quick. We okay. got a new Instagram page at Interracial Odd Couple mm-hmm. Podcast. I will be posting some embarrassing shit.
Oh, dear. Tune in.
Some funny, embarrassing shit. If you guys would like to get at us, we also have an email at interracialoddcouple@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. We're also on Twitter at interracialoddcouple. Our Facebook group, Cypher Omni Network. Yeah. You can get at me at Cypher Omni. You can get at her at Lady N.
The See, buzzer.
There's the buzzer. Yeah, fuck y'all. Bye. Come on.
A lady in.
79.
79.
All right, yeah, we did. Yeah, y'all hear that?
And then Instagram, Gina's Herbal Kitchen.
Yes, at Gina's Herbal Kitchen. That is true. Speaking of kitchen.
it's on.
Yeah, let's go.
It's in like Flynn.
All right.
Let's go.
All right.
Bye.
Deuces. That chicken, man, you playing.
I ain't playing. I never play.